This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and I promise you, you'll be able to do just that. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. Now, the problem has been that you have put all that food in your mouth and you've made yourself fat. That's the fact of the matter. No one forced you to do it. Let's grasp this. Let's understand this. Food didn't make you fat. You made yourself fat. So now everybody is telling you that obesity is bad, as if you didn't know that. You knew that, of course. They say you have to lose weight. You have to get thin. And they're telling you how to do it. Well, fundamentally, everything that everyone is telling you is wrong. They tell you to go on a diet. Ridiculous. If you had the ability to stop yourself from getting fat, you would have stopped yourself a long time ago. All diets are based on some sort of deprivation. Deprivation will work only so long. You will come to see as we go through the process here that the reason you put all the food in your mouth is because you had an emotional need to do so. It's something you had to do. You couldn't stop it. If you would have stopped it, you would have done it a long time ago. Diets don't work. Because they're based on deprivation, they keep you from doing something that you feel an emotional need to do. Things based on deprivation are ridiculous. Putting the number of calories on menus is ridiculous. Telling you what to eat is ridiculous. Why? Because you're not going to do it. You don't have the ability to do it. Not because you're not smart or not talented or you don't know how to deal with yourself. It's because the reason you got fat are for emotional reasons. Let's talk about the emotional reasons for a second, because in order to solve this problem, you have to understand what happened and why it happened. Look, if you have, let's compare it to medical situations. You have chicken pox or measles. What are you going to do? Scratch the spots off? Eliminate the symptoms? That's foolish, pointless, and ridiculous. Yes, but the weight is the symptom. Your weight is a symptom. Your weight is not the problem. The problem is why you put all the food in your mouth and why you made yourself fat. You have to deal with the problem. If you have a toothache, you don't get pain medicine to make the pain go away. You want to find out what's causing it. If you have a pain in your body, a pain in your stomach, you don't just take pain medicine. You go to the doctor and say, "Doctor, what is causing my pain? I want to stop the reason that's causing my pain." It's the same thing for weight. That's why everything you've heard is nonsense. People want your money, and they tell you things that you can't do. Are they good things? Yeah, they might be, but who cares? It's not going to happen. So you have to understand the problem in order to make the problem go away, not the symptom. Changing your weight is pointless. You might lose weight, or 10, 15, 20 pounds for a while, but you're going to gain it back. Why? Because you have become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. You think that's ridiculous? It isn't. It's absolute gospel. And if you stick with me, you'll see this. Now, let's talk about the emotional needs. Look, if you don't have certain things in your life, if you don't have affection, comfort, security, peace of mind, happiness, joy, acceptance, and other things that you value emotionally and people value emotionally, you know what happens? You put food in your mouth. It's a knee-jerk reaction. It's automatic. You do it without thinking about it, but you know you have to put the food in your mouth because you need those good feelings. Now let's talk about negative emotional reactions. If you're under stress, you're concerned, you're fearful, you're angry, you're anxious, you're concerned about your children, you're concerned about your job, you're concerned about your spouse, your significant other, what do? You put some food in your mouth. It's automatic. You don't think about it. You don't plan it. You don't say, "Gee, I'm going to get fat if I do this." It's something you have to do. Why? Because you feel an emotional need to do this. Now, everybody has emotional needs. Not everybody solves them with food. You do. And most of the people in the country do. It's the idea of having something good in your mouth that makes you feel good. It's comforting. It eliminates your stress. It eliminates your anxiety. Now, it eliminates it as long as the food is in your mouth. But you have to, sooner or later, you're going to swallow that food, and therefore you have to put more food in your mouth. That's the problem, folks. That is the problem, and that's the only problem. If you didn't have to put all the food in your mouth, you wouldn't be fat. And moreover, if you had the ability, really ability, to stop putting all the food in your mouth, you know what? You'd be thin. But what I'm going to teach you now, and it's really very simple, is to eliminate the connection between your emotional need and food. When you have these feelings, and you're going to have them, food will not be part of the solution. You can eliminate food. What I'm going to teach you, free, I don't want a penny of your money, is how to be emotionally free of the need to put all the food in your mouth, because that's the problem. That's your whole problem. There isn't any other problem. If you feel free from the need to put food in your mouth, you don't care if there's calories on the menu. You know when you're fat, and you know when you're thin, and you know when you're gaining weight, and you know when you're losing weight. I'm going to teach you how to stop it. First thing is go back in your life and remember, if you were ever thinner, why you gained weight. Was it the birth of a child? Was it stress on the job? Was it traveling? What was it? Maybe it was just a daily experiences of life. Tend to be frustrating, tend to be difficult. Sometimes, whatever they are, why did you make yourself fat? Remember, it's not the food. Food just lays there. Don't blame the Burger Kings and McDonald's and fast food places in the world. They had nothing to do with it. You didn't have to go there. It was your choice. Remember, no one force-fed you. That's really critical to this. Don't worry about how many calories are in things. Because if you say to yourself, analyze this, if you say to yourself, look, I want to be thin, I don't like being fat, and you no longer feel the need to eat all that food or put it in your mouth, you can do it. It's the simplest thing in the world. You say, oh my gosh, this was a mistake. This was just a tragic mistake. Now, your first assignment is just go back and think when you got fat and why you got fat. And we'll take it from there. We'll do everything in order. Number one is for you to understand why you made yourself fat and why you continue to do so. Do that first. Just go and say, when did I get fat? And maybe you were always fat. Then you say to yourself, why didn't I get thin? Why didn't I lose weight? Why didn't I say to myself, I really want to weigh 30 pounds less, and you weigh 30 pounds less, or 40 or 50 or 100. Why didn't you do that? You know. What you're going to do is be free. Learn to be free of the emotional need to put the food in your mouth and make yourself fat and keep yourself fat. I promise you, it's all so simple, because you're not going to get there on deprivation. You're not going to get there eating certain foods. You eventually will weigh what you're emotionally comfortable weighing. We'll get into that in more detail in other podcasts. But number one, figure out why you got fat, when you got fat, why you did it to yourself. And if you're always fat, ask yourself, why didn't I make myself thin years ago? We'll continue on the next podcast. This is John Thomas. Goodbye.